For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Philadelphia 76ers are down bad. Already down 2-0 in the series against the Knicks, headed on the road to Philadelphia in a must-win game three for them. If that's not bad enough, their MVP, Joel Embiid, is suffering from significant knee issues. And each and every game he plays, that knee looks significantly worse. If that's not bad enough, Joel Embiid is also dealing with some major eye issues. We're going to break down these latest reports and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Embiid is experiencing major issues with his eyes. Joel Embiid is a warrior. I'll give you that. He's doing everything in his power to be available for the 76ers, pushing through all of the pain, all of the concerns, all of the knee injuries, all of the new eye issues, just to go out there for the 76ers, because he knows, like we all know, if he's not playing in the playoffs, the Sixers are not taking a game from the Knicks. And I can respect that. It's admirable. But at what cost, Embiid? When he's out there, he does not look the same. He can't move right. He can't jump right. And if you can't jump with this Knicks team, one of the best offensive rebounding teams in the league, you're not going to win this series. The knee looks bad, but now Joel Embiid's eyes are showing a significant level of concern. If you look at his eyes during games, sometimes you see one eye blink, the other eye doesn't do anything. Sometimes he puts his head in his jersey. A lot of times he can't look at lights. I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist here, but we all know the reason he's playing on that injured knee is because he's getting shots into that knee. And a lot of the symptoms that we're seeing, either dizziness, can't look at lights, he's wearing sunglasses indoors, all of those things are symptoms of actually getting shots into that knee. And if you continue doing it, who knows what type of damage you're going to do to that knee, your eyes, or your body in general. I don't know if it's worth it for just one playoff series. And even if you win the series, how long are you going to keep it up going into the playoffs? I don't think it's worth it. In my opinion, Joel Embiid is risking his health and career by continuing to play in this series and doing all of these things to go out there for the 76ers. Take a look at this video from game one. Look at his eye. As you can see in the video, he's at the free throw line, about to shoot a free throw. And clearly, the knee is bothering him, but now look at his eye. The eye is bothering him. It's starting to twitch. It's starting to glitch. You can see at the end there, he basically rolls his eye. One of his eyes is closed. The other eye is open. It does look odd. It does look weird. I believe a YouTube doctor actually analyzed the video and said it could be potential nerve damage. So I'm not sure if that's an issue as well, too. Maybe he's dealing with something else on top of the knee issue. We probably won't know anything about that until after the series ends. Either way, it does not look good for Joel Embiid. That eye looks very bad. If one of my players looked like that during a game, I'm pulling him out. I'm having him see a medical professional, and then I'm waiting for them to tell me, is he good? Can he play? What's going on? Because I'm very concerned for Embiid right now, and he doesn't even play for my team. And I don't wish injury on anybody. If anything, I want a fully healthy Philadelphia 76ers team. Even though the Knicks are not fully healthy, I didn't want any excuses. When the Knicks won this series, I didn't want to hear anything from the media saying, oh, the Knicks only won this series because of. But now we're clearly going to hear it because Joel Embiid is not fully healthy. And because of that, when the Knicks win this series, they're all going to say the only reason the Knicks won this series is because Joel Embiid didn't look right. But you know what? We can't stop other teams from either playing or not playing their players. If they feel they're healthy enough, they're going to play them, even though they look like this. Look at this before game two. This is how he looks like before game two. He is practicing indoors before game two with sunglasses on and no shoes on. Likely no shoes because if he has shoes on, he's putting more pressure on the knee. That's probably number one. Number two, the sunglasses. It is very bright in MSG. Dizziness, all of the headaches, migraines. Again, All of those things are symptoms of getting shots into that knee. Is it worth it, 76ers? Is it worth it, Joel Embiid? You are wearing sunglasses indoors, dribbling a basketball with no shoes on. Show it again. Basketball, sunglasses, no shoes on. No socks on either. He is down bad, ladies and gentlemen. 76ers, I don't know what you are doing, but look at this man. I understand he's a warrior. He wants to play for you, and you want him to play. He is your best shot from stealing a game from the Knicks. I get it. But do you want him for the long term? Aren't you trying to build something with him? Because if you're not, go ahead. Keep throwing him at the wall and see what sticks after the series. But if you care about his health and his long-term future with you guys, shut him down. The knee does not look right. The eyes do not look right. I know my eyes were not deceiving me either. I saw a purple spot on his forehead. Another thing synonymous with getting shots into your knee. What are you putting this man through? What are you asking him to do to be on that court and be available for you guys? Enough is enough at some point. I understand wanting to win. I understand wanting to be available and play and wanting to move forward in the playoffs. But you cannot risk your health and your career by doing that. That's the same decision we had to make about Randall. We didn't want to shut him down. You wanted him to come back as well too. But we had to make the right decision for him and his career. Sixers, make the right decision for Embiid and his
career. For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Career. This is the video after Game 2 and how Embiid looks. Look at him. Sunglasses yet again. And look how he looks. Looks down. Depressed. Not right. Clearly something is wrong with him. He looks at the camera for a second. He just looks out of it. I'm seeing this video as the opposing team playing against the 76ers. I don't want the 76ers to win. A hobbled Joel Embiid going out there is actually better for the Knicks because he can't do anything against the Knicks, especially as the game proceeds. So I'm not worried about a hobbled Joel Embiid, but the Sixers should be, and they should try to make a change right now to prevent any long-term damage to Embiid because he does not look right. Look at this video again. He's wearing sunglasses indoors, looks out of it, looks depressed. He can't look at lights. He looks down. When he's giving interviews, he can't even look into the cameras. Am I the only one noticing this? Am I the only one concerned for this man? Are the Sixers concerned for him? Or do they think, you know what? Right now is the best chance for us to win this series. Let's try to get the most out of Embiid and figure out the rest after the series. Maybe that's what they're thinking. If they are, good luck with you. Because I don't know what that means for the long-term health and durability for Joel Embiid and his career. I don't think this makes sense in my opinion. But what might be worst of all, folks, is that Joel Embiid is suffering from a severe case of delusion. Check this out. According to Embiid, we should be up 2-0. We're good. We're going to win this series. This is what Joel Embiid said after Philadelphia lost to New York and New York went up 2-0. You see what I'm saying, guys? He is suffering so many different ways. Knee issues, eye issues, having delusions. Because we all know, when a team is up 2-0 in the playoffs, they have a 93% chance of winning the series. That's one. If that's not bad enough, here's another bad stat for Philly. The Sixers' record when trailing 2-0 in the best of a 7-game series, 0-14. 0-14. History is not on your side. The numbers are not on your side. Joel Embiid is clearly not on your side because he's hobbled, not himself, and not fully healthy. So you have so many things going against you, but yet the delusion is still there because you believe you can come back from this deficit and also beat the Knicks, one of the most physical teams in the league and the worst first round matchup you could ask for given the condition of Joel Embiid. You don't have a healthy Philly team. You have a hobbled Philly team. Both teams have the right to complain. But right now, the Sixers are doing it ad nauseum. And of course, they're going to do that because they are trailing the series 2-0. You're going to do that because the next game, you want to try to have any advantage with the referees that you can. More respect to you. But you know what? This Knicks team did not only win that game because of the referees. Why was the game that close in the first place? If you're trying to win a game, shouldn't you dominate? Shouldn't you look to get each and every loose ball, each and every rebound? Were they doing that for the entire game, or did they stop with about 30 seconds left to go in the game? Because in my opinion, watching this game, they stopped at 47 minutes and 30 seconds playing. And after that time, the New York Knicks saw that, took the advantage, and went ahead and won the game because they know every single game is winnable, no lead is safe, and when you're playing for Tom Thibodeau, you're always going to give your best. They did that, and they pulled out the victory. I'm not sorry for the Sixers. I'm not sorry that we won that game. And I don't care that they're filing grievances and talking all about the fact that they don't like the calls, the referees are against them. Every single NBA team can say that. And while many NBA teams can say that, not many can say this. Joel Embiid was furious after game two and them losing that game. And he said the following: "This is worse than the game 7 versus Toronto in 2019. No, it's not. Don't lie. I understand you're upset with the loss, but don't lie like that. That Game 7 loss was one of the worst losses I've ever seen in the NBA playoffs. It took the soul out of the 76ers. If they won that game, they would have been headed to the NBA Finals. So don't tell me that Game 2's loss was worse than Game 7's loss against Toronto, because we know it's not true. We absolutely know it's not. But I understand why you're saying that, because you're upset. Why wouldn't you be? Your team is down 2-0, headed back home against the Knicks, a very good road team who is likely going to close you out on the road and go back to MSG only to rest, not for a game 5. I know a lot of people want to see a game 5. A lot of people want to see the Knicks close out Philly in game 5 at MSG and hear the garden erupt. I'm not one of those people. I want to see the New York Knicks destroy Philly in Philadelphia and hear the arena go silent. Now, don't get me wrong. I love the crowds. I love the energy. I love that type of environment. But sometimes I love being the team that's able to shut down an arena, quiet them down, silence them, take all of the energy out of the building. I love being that team sometimes. And if the Knicks are able to close out Philly in both games on the road, that's exactly the experience they're going to create. And I can't wait to see it. But listen, I can only do so much. I can only say so much. If you want to continue putting them out there, you go ahead and do so. This Knicks team is going to continue to roll through you, play you physical, and win game after game and move on to the second round, because that's where we want to be. But we're not overlooking you. We're definitely not doing that. We're still focused on you. Job's not done. Game 3, we're still going to be locked in and focused. We're taking game 3, and then we're taking game 4, and we're waiting for our opponent in the second round. Put some respect on this team. Put some respect on New York. We're here. Stand up. This is our time. New York Knicks basketball is back. But what about you guys? What do you think about Joel Embiid and his now clear and obvious significant eye concerns? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.